The following is a class on Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 5, Text 29, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. Recorded on the 1st of November 1990 at New Govardhan Farming Community, Mooloombah, Australia.
श्रीचैतन्यमनभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्ति वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथनीतं तं सहजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्रीविशाखानिताश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्तो नमस्तुते तत्त्वकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैवश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये गौरतुषे नम यद्वैतं ब्रह्मपनिषदि तदप्यस्यतनुभा जात्मान्तर्ध्यामि पुरुष इति अस्यांशो विभव षडैश्वर्यपूर्णजयो भगवान् स स्वयमयं न चैतन्यात् कृष्णजगति परतत्त्वं परमिह राधाकृष्णप्रणयविकृतिर्लादिनी शक्तिरस्मा दीकात्मनावपी भुवि पुरा देहभेदं गतौ तौ चैतनाख्यं प्रकटमधुना तद्वयं चैक्यमातं राधाभावद्वैतिसुवलितं नौमि कृष्णस्वरूपं चिरादतं निजगुप्तभीतं स्वप्रेमनामामृतमत्युदारो आपामरं जो विततार गौरकृष्णजनेभ्य स्तमः प्रपद्ये गौरो सच्चरितामृतामृतनिधि गौरं सदैवस्तुवे गौरेण प्रतितं रहस्यभजनं गौराय सर्वं ददे आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताख्यौ विश्वम्भरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ अनार्पितचरिञ्चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णकलौ समर्पयितुमुन्नतजलरसां स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरटसुन्दरद्वितीकदम्बसन्दीपित सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरत्पुनः सचिनन्दन श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्दो श्री अद्वैतो गदाधरो श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तो वृन्द श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतो गदाधरो गौरवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम राम Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya.
विग्रहाय हिमाव दिव्यो छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो श्रीमद्भगवद् गीता श्रीमद्भगवद् गीता सो In this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Krishna has said that this chapter 5, text 29. Bhuktaram Jagya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Shrudam Sarvabhutanam Gyantva Mam Santim Ritchati Bhaktaram Jagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Shrudam Sarvabhutanam Gyantvamam Santim Ritchati Bhaktaram The beneficiary Jagya of sacrifices Tapasam and penances and austerities Sarvaloka of all planets and the demigods thereof. Mahaiswaram, the Supreme Lord. Shruhudam, the benefactor. Sarva, of all. Bhutanang, the living entities. Gyantva, antim, relief from material pangs. Ritchati, one achieves. Bhaktaram Jagyantapasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Shrudam Sarvabhutanam Yantvamam Santim Ritchati. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. This is what Krishna says. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Authority, is supreme in all respect. Is supreme in all respect. Krishna is supreme in all respect. So as supreme authority, he says this thing. And we have to accept it. We have to put full faith, unflinching faith in it. This is most important thing. We say in Sanskrit, this unflinching faith or full faith, Shraddha. Shraddha. Isn't it? Narada Muni. Isn't it? Narada Muni. Shraddha. Shraddha means strong faith. Unflinching faith. Shraddha sabde viswasa kahe sudrudha nishchay. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma kruta hoy. Saitanya Charitamrita, it is said. Shraddha means unflinching faith, strong faith, sudrudha nishchay. Sudrudha means very strong, unflinching, isn't it? Never shaking. At any circumstances, never shaking, very strong. Sadha sadhya viswasa kahi sudhruda nishchay. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma kruta hai. This is most important. If you develop Krishna bhakti, you understand Krishna bhakti, you know this word. You know Krishna, you know what bhakti. Is it difficult to understand? You may please excuse me, because I am a very poor in English. So, I may say in Sanskrit sometimes. Try to understand me, and I'll try my best to make you understand. But you should excuse me. You understand? Sadha sabde viswasa kahe sudhra nischay. Krishna bhakti kahile sarva karma kruta hai. If you develop Krishna bhakti, all your work is finished, no more. Do you understand? All your work, all your obligations, everything finished, no left out, nothing left out. This is great siddhanta. Do you understand? Siddhanta means conclusion. You understand? In English you may say conclusion, isn't it? Lagudi Prabhu?
Yes.
Siddhanta means conclusion. You understand? And in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Siddhanta valiyachite na karo los. Jaho itte Krishna lage sudhro manos. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says. You should not be lazy to accept Siddhanta. Don't be lazy. Accept it immediately. Immediately, without any delay. Siddhanta valiyachite na karo alas. Why? Why shall we accept it immediately, without any thinking, any consideration? No thinking? No consideration? One may think, oh, am I fool? I have no intelligence. I am a fool. Whatever it is said, Krishna says, or Vaishnava says, Sadhu says, I'll accept it immediately without any deliberation, without any thinking. No, 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 no. If you say no, yes, you are a fool. You are a fool. Definitely you are a fool. Because you have no faith in it. You have no faith. No Shraddha. Therefore, you think, I must think it up. I must deliver it. Then, if I am convinced, if it suits my mind, and then I can accept it. Otherwise not. Isn't it? This is our thing. We are so fools. Really we are fools. But Krishna says this thing. Kaviraj Goswami, Paramahansa, great Vaishnava, great Paramahansa says, Shraddha sabde viswasa kahe sudhruda nischay, Krishna bhakti kahile sarva karma kruta hai, Siddhanta valiyachite na karo los, jahite Krishna lage sudhruda manas. Don't be lazy in accepting Siddhanta. Accept it immediately. Thereby, Jahaitya Krishna Lages Dhulamanas, your mind will be fixed firmly in Krishna. Your mind will fix firmly in Krishna. If you accept the Siddhanta, immediately, without any deliberation, without any thinking. What will you think? What will you think? What deliberation will you make? You such rascal, foolish? What deliberation? Will condition soul? Your mind is a tiny mind and wicked mind. It's wicked mind. Isn't it, Narada Muni? A mind is very, very wicked. Mana tumi paradusto. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Mana tumi paradusto, a mind. You are very wicked. You are very wicked, you see. So, you should beat that wicked mind. It needs beating. You understand? The wicked mind needs beating. One who doesn't beat this wicked mind, he is captured by the wicked mind. The wicked mind get strength now. If you listen to the prompting of wicked mind, then wicked mind gets strength. Now you are captured by the wicked mind. Where will you go now? Now you are entrapped by me. Entrapped. You understand? But you are what you are. Are you a servant of mind or master of mind? That's another thing. Are you a servant of mind or master of the mind? What are you? Huh? Servant of the mind. Godas. He's Godas. You see, he's Godas. A servant of the mind. Don't be servant of the mind. Become master of the mind. Goswami. Become Goswami. Don't be Godas. You understand? In sixth chapter, Srimad Bhagavad Gita will find, Krishna said, the uncontrolled mind is your enemy. You understand? Asunjata mana. The uncontrolled mind is your enemy. And controlled mind is your friend. You understand? Controlled mind is your friend. If you cannot control your mind and be a servant of your uncontrolled mind, then, in other words, if you'll become Godas, that means servant of the uncontrolled mind, wicked mind, you'll be disturbed, you'll be put into much danger, much trouble, so many problems. You cannot get peace. Here he says how to get peace. Shantim richati. One can get peace, attains peace from the pangs of mental miseries. If someone lives with the uncontrolled mind, he lives with an enemy. An enemy. You understand? Is it better, very good thing, to live with an enemy or with a friend? With whom will you live? With an enemy or with a friend? We must live with a friend. Why shall we live with an enemy? So uncontrolled mind is your enemy, whereas controlled mind is your friend. So control the mind, then it becomes your good friend. So it is said, this controlled mind is friend and uncontrolled mind is enemy. You understand? Live with a friend, don't live with an enemy. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, an uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife are same. No difference. Uncontrolled mind and unchaste wife, they are same. No difference. They will create so many disturbances, so many trouble, so many. Your life will be finished, you see. Finished. No peace, no happiness, nothing. You see, such is the case. Krishna's supreme authority. He speaks this thing. We must accept what the supreme authority says. Supreme authority says. Krishna is known as in Brahma Sangita. You chant, I think. Adyam Purana Purusham. Isn't it? Adyam Purana Purusham. Is Purana Purusha, oldest person. Adi Purusha, original person. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Isn't it? You chant everything. Isn't it? So Govinda is Adi Purusha, is original Purusha, is Purana Purusha, is oldest person. But Nityam Navajavanam, that's another thing. Though he is oldest, though he is the original Purusha, still always fresh youth. Always fresh youth. Never gets old. And he is supreme in all respects. Supreme Master, Supreme Friend, Supreme Well-Wisher, Supreme Father. You understand? Supreme, in all respect, Supreme Thief. He's a Supreme Thief also, Baba. Yeah, be careful. He's Supreme Thief. Divtum chalayatam asmi. 10th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, he said. Divtum chalayatam asmi. Oh, you rascal. You want to cheat me? I am the supreme cheater. The supreme cheater is supreme thief also. You understand? He steals the garments of the gopis. You understand? Garments of the gopis. He steals butter. You understand? Makhan, butter, misri, all these things from the houses of gopis. Isn't it? Such a thief. And be careful, he'll steal your heart, Narada Muni. He'll steal your heart also. Chitta chora. No, no, Chitta Chora. He steals the heart. Call a doctor. Let him examine whether your heart is there or not. Krishna has stolen it. He's a supreme thief. Be careful. It's very good if he steals my heart. Yes, Krishna, steal my heart. That's a very good thing. You understand? Yes. All right, let me go to this purport of Srila Prabhupada. That Prabhupada says here in this purport to this verse. The conditioned souls within the clutches of illusory energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. But they do not know the formula of peace, which is explained in this part of Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this. Lord Krishna is beneficiary in all human activities. Men should offer everything to transcendental service to the Lord because he is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than he. No one is greater than Sarvaloka Maheshwara, he says here. Sarvaloka Maheshwara. I am the Supreme Lord of the all planets, both material and spiritual planets. I am the Supreme Lord. Sarvaloka Maheshwara. Is it true? Is it true, Narada Muni? Is it true? You believe it? Oh, you believe. Don't believe Krishna. Do you see Krishna? Here, curtain is hanging down. Krishna is curved. Three curves are there. It's never straight. Never straight, Baba. Never straight. Three curves. You understand? Three curves, never straight. All his words are like that. It's all curved, crooked. Never straight. You understand? Never straight. But Mahaprabhu is straight. Sriman Mahaprabhu is straight. Do you understand? Yeah. Sriman Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, but something different. He is straight. Whereas Krishna is crooked. Three crow corps. He here says, no one is greater than he. Sarva Loka Maheshwara. A light. If you are greater, repeatedly he has said, Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. He said this in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. O dhananjaya, O conqueror of wealth, O Arjuna, there's nobody superior to me. Nobody greater than I. Yes, definitely. He is supreme, he says, Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Supreme Lord, supreme proprietor. A light. If you are supreme, and there is nobody superior to you, nobody greater than you, how is it that mother Jasoda could bind you? How could mother Jasoda bind you if you are supreme and nobody is superior to you? You see, how speaks lies? Krishna speaks lies. Krishna speaks lies. He says, nobody is superior to me. But how could mother Jasoda bind him, isn't it? And also you'll see, here you see the picture. Supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna is there and playing with the cowherd boys. You see it, isn't it? And the jungles of Vrindavan, a nice jungle, is new Govardhan, is lifted Govardhan hill, isn't it? Which is Govardhan hill? Many hills are here. This side? Oh, very nice. Krishna was playing with the cowherd boys in the jungles of Vrindavan. Do you understand? So nice play they are doing. Two groups. They formed two groups. Do you understand? So play was there. And they had condition. The boy would be defeated. Must carry the boy who wins on his shoulder and run around that jungle of Vrindavan. Do you understand? And sometimes Krishna was defeated. Supreme Personality of Godhead was defeated. And Sridham Gopa, cowherd boy, he wins. But Krishna had to carry Sridham Gopa on his shoulder and chakar lagana, run around. Do you understand? Yes. You'll find that picture here in somewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam. That picture is there, putting Sridham Gopa on his shoulder, running around. If he's supreme, nobody is superior to him, nobody is greater to him, how is it? Mother Jasoda could bind him and he could carry the Sridham Gopa on his shoulder. Is he supreme? You see, he's a crooked person. never straight. As crooked person. Never speak straight. Very difficult to understand Krishna. It's very, very difficult. Yes. Sometimes say this thing, then the next time you'll find something else. Oh, what is this? Can you understand? What is this pawn? Now the Muni? Can you understand what is this pawn? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, supreme in all respect, is bound up and carrying the Sridham Gopa on his shoulder. Yes? Huh? Bound up with love? Oh, what is that? That is a rope? That a rope? Have you that rope here? Huh? Have you that rope here? Huh? You have no rope. Can you bind Krishna? Then you can't bind Krishna. All right, if you can get that rope, then you can bind, isn't it? Isn't it? If you fortunately get that rope, the rope of love, then you can bind, isn't it? Are you making any effort to get that rope? Huh? Can't understand me? Effort! Get that rope! Are you making any effort? Little! Why little? Why not great? Great effort! I think you are not anxious to bind him, isn't it? You are not anxious. You are not so serious. You are a superfluous person. Isn't it? You are a superfluous person. Not serious. Do you understand? One, this is very wonderful with Krishna. Though Krishna says here this thing, I am the supreme proprietor, supreme master, there is nobody superior to me. Still he says, Aham bhakto paradhina, asvatantra iva dija, sadhu vigrastha hrudaya, bhakti bhakta janapriya. This is ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. You'll find this. Supreme Lord has given this statement. Aham bhakto paradhina, asvatantra iva dija, sadhu-vigrastha hrudaya bhakteir bhakta janapriya. He says this in Durvasa Muni. You understand? Durvasa Muni. The angry rishi. Huh? Though I am supreme, I have supreme independence. Isn't it? Yes, supreme independence. Yes, supreme. Though I am supreme in all respect, though I have supreme independence, still I am subordinate to my bhakta, to my dear devotee, like Laguri Prabhu, isn't it? Bhakta ma bandhiyache hrudayo hitare. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, bhakta ma bandhiyache hrudayo hitare. Do you understand? Jahan netra pade, tahan Krishna spure. Jahan netra pade, tahan Krishna spure. That dear devotee has bound me up in his heart. Do you understand? That dear devotee has bound me up in his heart. That, he said, that rope of love. Bhakta ama bandhiya ache hrudaye bhitare. Jahan netra pade, tahan Krishna spure. Hare bhai, Lord, he sees only Krishna. Do you understand? He sees only Krishna, nothing else. Thabar jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hoi tar ishtadeva spurti. He sees moving and non-moving living entity objects, but he never sees the outward figure, outer body. Everywhere he sees his Ishtadeva Krishna. You understand? Narada Muni. As Prahlad Maharaj, a dearly devotee of the Lord, sought the Supreme Lord in a stone pillar, whereas his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, couldn't see, isn't it? He couldn't see. But his son, 7-year-old son, Prahlad Maharaj saw in the stone pillar. This is the question of love. You understand? This is the question of love. Pure love. Just pure love. Is there such love in this material world? Huh? Is there such love in this material world? No. Here there is no love at all. What is here? Yes? Lost, yes. Lost is here. No love. It's a perverted condition of love is lost. You understand? Everything is perverted here in this material world. Because it's shadow of the real world. Shadow. Everything perverted. So you'll find only love there in the spiritual world. You'll never find love here in this material world. It's only lost. But if you can develop pure bhakti, sudh bhakti, if you can develop, and if you can become a very dear devotee of Krishna, then you can have it. You understand? Then you can have it. Otherwise, not possible. So, this is what is about Krishna. Though he says, I am supreme, I am superior, there is nobody superior to me. Still he says, Aham bhakto paradhino. I am subordinate to my devotee. Krishna samya hoite hoi bodo bhakto podo. He says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna samya hoite hoi bodo bhakto podo. What do you want? You want to be equal with Krishna? Do you want to be equal with Krishna? Why don't you say yes or no?
No.
Nobody can be equal with Krishna. How can you? Can anybody? No, because he is supreme. In all respect, mastaparataru nanyat, kinchidasti dhananjaya. There is nobody superior to me. That's a fact. That's a fact. Nobody can be equal with Krishna, or nobody can be superior to Krishna. That's a fact. But if you can become his dear devotee, he'll make you greater than he. That's the thing here. Do you understand? If you can become dear devotee of Krishna, Krishna will make you greater. Do you understand? Krishna will make you greater. Krishna samya hoite hoi bada bhakta pada. Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Those Mayavadis, impersonalists, they want to become one with the Lord. You understand? They want to become one with the Lord because they are offenders. They are foolish persons. They don't know. Nobody can become one with Krishna, equal with Krishna. Naturally, you are his devotee. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This Swarup, this is your real identification. You are his eternal servant. Become his servant. Become his devotee. It's quite natural. Then Krishna will make you greater than he. Krishna will give you greater position than he. Krishna Samya Hoita Hoy Bada Bhakta Pada. One who does so, he is the most intelligent person. Jai jana bhaje Krishna, sevara chatur. Chatur means intelligent. He is intelligent person who does Krishna bhajan. Do you understand? Krishna makes him greater than he. Krishna becomes his subordinate. Do you understand? That's unique here with Krishna. is greater than he. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, Svetashvetara Upanishad, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey. But actually, they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world either individually or collectively. This is the sense of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness. Complete Krishna consciousness. You understand? This is a most important thing. This is a long purport is there. I'm not going to read all. You understand? All right? Is all right? Let me speak on this fact. All right, Narada Muni? Yes? If I read all purports, I have an apprehension, you'll be confused. You'll be confused. I don't want to put you in confusion. You must have clear-cut knowledge, clear-cut understanding and conception. You understand? One thing I am going to stress on that fact, that he says, well, we serve all living entities, Srudam Sarvabhutanam. I am the only well-wisher, well-wishing friend of all living entities. You understand? All living entities. But you, we find, we don't know Krishna, we don't see him. Do you see him? Do you see him? Prahlada Maharaj saw in the stone pillar. Everywhere he is there. But we can't see him. Do you see him, Narada Muni? You can see him. Can anybody see? Does anybody see? You see? Huh? Do you see him? Huh? Not an easy thing to see Krishna, though Krishna is there. Unless you are a pure devotee, unless you have developed that vision through which you can see Krishna, premanjana surita bhakti vilochanena, santa sadeiva hrudayesu vilokayanti, jasyama sundaram achintya guna surupam, govindam adipurusam tamam vadami, Brahma Sangita says. What sort of vision is required to see Krishna? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. This is most important. You understand? Bhakti chakhyo, the eye of devotion. In that chakhyo, the premanjan, the ointment of love is anointed, is smeared. Do you understand? In whose eye that ointment of love is anointed, in other words, was gotten, this bhakti chakhyo, the eye of devotion, he could see Krishna. Otherwise not possible to see Krishna. Has anybody got it? Has anybody got this eye? Or got that ointment, a light, smear it in your eye and you'll see. You done? Narada Muni, are you manufacturing that ointment? No. I have no factory. Not a factory owner. Yes. Those dear devotees, my Guru Maharaj has factory. Has a manufacturing. And then Sani is manufacturing, and no factory. So, that ointment, we can get that ointment from him, Srila Prabhupada. Is manufacturing. You understand? So we'll smear it on our eye so we can see Lord Krishna everywhere. How can one get that ointment? How? Don't know. Yeah, serving, messaging his feet. Like this. If you just hear what Prabhupada said here, what Krishna said, only sravanam, only by hearing, then stand, only by hearing, hear with concentrated attention, with full faith, as I said, you must develop full faith in it. Full faith in it. No deliberation. No thinking at all. Yes. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says this thing. Srila Prabhupada, his dear devotee, the Supreme devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dear devotee, very intimate associate of Krishna, he says this thing. A Vaishnava, Paramahansa, says this thing. We must put faith. You understand? We must push faith. Without any deliberation, without any thinking, any addition, any subtraction to it, just accept it as it is. As it is. Then, so Srila Prabhupada has said, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. As it is. No addition, no subtraction. As it is. You just accept it. Automatically, that ointment will be smeared in your eyes. Automatic. It's automatic process. You have some automatic machines here. Isn't it? So this is automatic process. Automatic that ointment will be smeared in your eyes. Then you can see Krishna. You can develop Krishna bhakti, your bhakti. This is known as Sruta Khita Patham. Sruta Khita Patham. Sruta Ikhita. You hear, then you can see. You hear, then you can see. If you hear with concentrated attention, putting unflinching faith in this word, with love, with unflinching faith, then you can have this eye. This eye, devotional eye, will be developed. Then you can see, otherwise, no. If you have slightest doubt in it, what Krishna says, what a dear devotee of Lord like Srila Prabhupada says, if you have the slightest doubt, sunsoyatma vinasyati, you understand? A doubtful person will perish, will perish. No doubt, there should be no doubt at all. This is most important thing. That I told you in the beginning of my lecture. You understand? Drudha saddha, strong faith, unflinching faith, without any deliberation, without any thinking, any addition, any subtraction. Just accept it as it is. Yes. You understand? Yes. How can one? But we are. Are we doing like this? Just ask this question to yourself. Am I doing like this? Or are we doing like this? Are you doing like this? What's your name?
Jagadatma.
Jagadatma. That's a very good name. So, are you doing like this? Jagadatma Das? Huh? What Krishna says? Vaishnava Paramahansa like Srila Prabhupada says, just accept it as it is. No? So you might be seeing Krishna. You might be having that eye.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, that means you have some doubt in it. You have some doubt. No such great doubt, some doubt. Little doubt. There is some tinge of doubt. Some soya. You cannot see. No doubt at all. Sonsaya atma vinasati. And why you were doubting? Why? Why are you doubting in it? What is the cause of this doubt? Narada Muni, what is the cause of this doubt? Why you are doubting? Huh? Huh? Oh, mind is wicked. I told you that thing in the beginning. Yes, mind is wicked. And you are, yes, that's what, you are not hearing properly. The words entering into this ear and going out of this ear. Not going deep into the heart. Yes, that's also a fact. Another most important reason is, you are not a simple person, Jagadatma. You are not at all a simple person. There is no simplicity in you. There is some crookedness in you. Definitely. Do you understand? There is some crookedness in you. You are never simple at all. That is the main reason, chief reason. You understand, Narada Muni? Why you will develop doubt? This is the main, chief reason. We are never simple. There is no simplicity with us. You understand? There is crookedness, duplicity in us. Isn't it? There is duplicity in us. That is there, lurking in our heart. Isn't it, Narada Muni? Do you admit it? So much! Yes, that's the chief reason. So, we develop doubt. So, the Mahajanas, they say, give up all this duplicity. You understand? Be simple. As simple as the child. That child, you see, the mother is carrying her child. So simple. You understand? You just offer one laddu, he'll come to, that child will come to you. He's laughing. Yeah. It's so simple. You understand? A thief will come, dacoit will come, offer some laddu to a simple child. A child will laughing, laughingly come to him. You understand? So simple. The dacoit is taking him to kill him. You understand? To do some harm to him or steal his ornaments if he has put on some ornaments. You understand? While Sriman Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was a child. You understand? Simple child. Very baby-like. 5-year-old child. You understand? He had put on very valuable ornaments. Sachi Mata had put on his body. Very valuable ornaments. So some thieves came. You understand? And they thought of, all right, we'll take this child with us. Giving him some laddu. So take this child with us and steal his ornaments. You understand? And they did so. They offered him some laddus. A simple child, Mahaprabhu went to. And they put Mahaprabhu on their shoulder. They went out to a solitary place, to a jungle like here. Here jungle is here. And there we will steal his ornaments. But Mahaprabhu is supreme personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary child, ordinary person. He knows these are dacoits, these are thieves. Do you understand? So he created a maya, illusion. Do you understand? He created a maya, illusion. The thieves are just turning round and round and round, cannot find the way where to go. And in the house, Sachimata, Jagannath, Misra, his father, all relatives are searching. Where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? They are all searching. Do you understand? Searching. They are in anxiety, much anxiety. So Mahaprabhu created such a illusion. By moving, 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 the dacoits came to the house of Sachi Mata. They found, oh. So they just left this child there and ran away. You understand? It is Mahaprabhu, a supreme personality of Godhead. Though the thieves couldn't steal anything, but from an ordinary child, thief can steal. Ordinary child will go there. If the dacoit or thief will offer a laddu, because it's very simple. This is called simplicity, and we say childlike simplicity. You understand? Childlike simplicity. And this, that is Vaishnavism. Bhakti Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj says, simplicity is Vaishnavism. You understand? Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Sarata hi Vaishnavata. You understand? All of you have come, become Vaishnavas, isn't it? Huh? Putting tilak, shaving head, sikha, kantimala, chanting. Isn't it? You have all come to become Vaishnava. Isn't it? But this is the only qualification required. Be simple. Childlike simplicity. Develop childlike simplicity. Then automatically, this is the natural. Automatically, you'll develop all Vaishnava qualities. You'll become first-class Vaishnava. Do you understand? First-class Vaishnava. And Sriman Mahaprabhu loves this simple child. Do you understand? He loves very well the child. Because they are very simple. They are very simple. And Mahaprabhu was also, by his own activity, you see, that's Mahaprabhu's motto. Apane achari dharma apare sikha. Yourself observe in your life, then teach. Don't say only theoretically. Do you understand? Don't say only theoretically, without observing yourself in your daily life. That's Mahaprabhu's motto. He was very strictly observing the principles of this religion, or teaching, Vedic teaching, and teaching to others. You understand? That's Mahaprabhu's motto. But Krishna, you see, Krishna, as I say, crooked, three curves, is very difficult. He only theoretically spoke. He only spoke theoretically. He never acted in his daily life. Do you understand? Never acted in his daily life. But here he says, the Sruhudam Sarvabhutanam, I am the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. How are you well-wishing friend? How you are well-wishing friend of all living entities? You only spoke theoretically. You didn't act practically. You understand? In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he gave the instruction. He spoke Gita there. Arjuna, isn't it? It's Krishna's own words. It's come out from his own lips. It's Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? And he gave here guhya, guhyatara, and guhyatama jnana instruction. Confidential, and most confidential instruction he gave. Isn't it? Sarvam guhyatamam srinu me bhuya. Last part of 18th chapter you'll find this verse. Isn't it, Laguri Prabhu? Bhuya, again I am telling you, Arjuna, I give you this most confidential instruction. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskaru mang vasyasi satyante pratijane priyasime sarvadharman paritejya mamekam saranam braja antam sarvapapebhya mukhishyami ma sucha. These are the most confidential instruction he gave to Arjuna. You understand? You know this verse? Adamuni? Most important verse, most confidential. Always think of me, Manmana Bhava, Madhvakta, be my devotee, serve me, Kavjaji, worship me. You understand? Mang Namaskuru, pay obeisances unto me, Mang Vesyasi, then you will come to me. Arjuna, you are so dear to me, so I tell you this most confidential instruction give you. Sarvarman paritejya mamekam saranam braja antam sarvapapebhya mukhishyami ma sucha. That is the last concluding instruction. Last. Do you understand? This last instruction, concluding instruction. Isn't it, Narada Muni? Last part of Srimad Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, find. సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామికం శరణం రజ అంతం స్వ పాపేభ్య ముఖై సైమాసుత గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియన్ ఓన్లీ సరెండర్ అన్ టు మీ దట్ లాస్ట్ వన్ ఓన్లీ సరెండర్ అన్ టు మీ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇఫ్ సమ్ వన్ మే థింక్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ రిలీజియన్స్ ఆల్ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియన్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ ఓన్లీ సరెండర్ టు హిమ్ సో వన్ మే హావ్ సచ్ అప్రిహెన్షన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ గివ్ అప్ all religions, I may commit some sin, isn't it? Adharma means sin. I will give up dharma, so I will commit some adharma, sin, isn't it? Krishna knows everything, so he says, Masucha, antarsra pape bhyamukhesai Masucha, don't fear. If you think that you may be committing some sin, I'll destroy all sinful reactions. Don't fear. Don't fear, Mahasutra, don't fear. Fearlessly you surrender unto me. You understand? This is most confidential instruction he gave. Then he wound up all his leela because he was manifesting his leela in Dwapar Yuga, last Dwapar Yuga, then Kali Yuga came. So he went to his abode, back to his abode, Krishna Lord. You understand? He went back there. And going there, he's thinking, oh, I gave confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instruction to the all humanity through Arjuna. You understand? All humanity through Arjuna. Do you understand? Did he give his instruction only to Arjuna? Not to you? Not to us? What do you say? Through Arjuna he gave to all humanity. Do you understand? Yes. Because he is a well-wishing friend. He says, Srudam Sarva Bhutana. So he is just thinking there. I gave. Confidential, more confidential, and most confidential instruction. But how many can understand this thing? How many can understand? Do you understand? This Kali Yuga is now there. After Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga comes. It is now Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga is the most degraded Yuga. Isn't it? Sin is rampant. All are committing sin, doing sinful activities, isn't it? Consciousness is very, very low. Low consciousness. Because all are doing sinful activities. Do you understand? They don't know. Is there anybody, anything superior to this body? They don't know. They only know this body. Isn't it? They only know this body. They don't know anything superior to this body. In other words, they don't know Atma, soul. They only know the body. What the body needs, they make effort to get it. To fulfill the needs of the body, that is ahara, nidra, vayamai, dhunam, eating, sleeping, defending and mating, all are running after it, isn't it? Thereby, they are eating stool like hogs. They are eating stool like hogs. Nonsense, abominable things they are eating. You understand? So many people are eating stool here, isn't it, Narada Muni? Were you eating previously? Yes, he was eating previously. Now he has come to this path, now he's eating prasad. Very nice. He's given up eating stool. But many are eating stool. When I was coming, passing through this bazaar city, I saw, oh, meat house, liquor house. These are stools, isn't it? All running after meat, eating it. Krishna was thinking that thing. They're eating a stool. consciousness, most abominable things, consciousness is so low, how can they understand what I say? No, they cannot understand. I only said theoretically. Because he is Srudam Sarvabhutanam. He said, yes. And the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. So he is thinking of us. They are sitting in his abode. You understand, Narada Muni? Otherwise, why would he think it of? Because he is Sruda. He is our well-wishing friend. Only I said theoretically, I have not demonstrated it practically, how to surrender. Do you understand? I have not never demonstrated. Only theoretically I spoke. So these people, especially people of Kali Yuga, they cannot understand it. No, I have to go again. You understand? I must go again. So he came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? He came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is none different from Krishna. He is Krishna himself. But he came as a devotee. Yeah, not as Bhagavan, though he is Bhagavan. He came as a devotee. Bhakta Bhavangikari. Do you understand? He came as a devotee and practically demonstrated how to surrender unto Krishna. How to develop Krishna bhakti. He practically demonstrated. Apane achari dharma, apare sikhao. You yourself observe it in your life, then teach. If you are not doing that, you have no right to teach. No, you have no right at all to teach. That is teacher, that is acharya. That is known as acharya. Achinoti sastrartham ja, acharya sthapayati, sang achinoti, acharya stena kirtita. Vayu Purana says this thing. This is the definition of acharya. Do you understand that? One who himself observes the principles of the tattvas, the teachings of sastra in his own life, and by his practical activity, demonstration in his own life, he teaches the devotees, followers, those who come to him. You understand? He is acharya. So Mahaprabhu came as an acharya. You understand? Mahaprabhu came as an acharya. Acharya lila. He did acharya lila. Practically, he taught us how to surrender. He is Krishna himself. Isn't it? Isn't it different from Krishna? No. It's Krishna himself. Isn't it? Jagadatma? What do you say? Is Mahaprabhu not Krishna?
He's always coming as
teacher. He's Krishna himself. He is Krishna, he is Lord Hari himself. But Gauranga balite have pulaka sarira. Do you understand? Nartam Das Thakur has sung this thing. Gauranga valite have pulaka sarira. If you utter the name of Gauranga, your whole body will become ecstatic with joy. Ecstatic. All the hairs on the body will be erected out of joy. Do you understand? Jagadatma? You can't understand? Only by uttering the name of Gauranga, your whole body will become ecstatic. All the hairs on the body will be erected. Romancha. Why? Why? Are you uttering name of Gauranga, feeling so? Jagadatma? No. No. But here to know, say, Narottam Das Thakur said this thing, Gauranga valite have pulaka sarira. Huh? By uttering the name of Gauranga, all body will be ecstatic with pleasure and you. All the hairs and body will be erected. Why? Do you know why? Hari Hari valite noyanu bahe nira. He is Lord Hari himself. But uttering Hari is shedding tears, crying, crying, crying. Do you understand? Hari Hari valite noyanu bahe nira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Hari himself, But uttering name of Hari is shedding tears, isn't it? He is teaching by practical example. Yo Jagadatma, cry! Cry for Lord Hari, cry for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And shed tears. Have you ever shed tears? No. 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 You are not shed tears, Jagadatma. Therefore you cannot feel ecstasy. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu has taught us practically, Jagadatma, mind it. Practically he has taught us. He is chanting Hare Krishna and shedding tears. Shedding tears. And he taught us this thing. How to chant Hare Krishna. Do you understand? How to chant Hare Krishna. If you won't shed tears, your heart is as hard as a block of stone. Isn't it? It's never soft heart. Narada Muni, your heart is soft. Never soft. It's as hard as a block of stone. You see? So tears are never rolling down. Not coming. You chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Tears coming. Heart is as hard as a block of stone. Then, how can we get the benefit of the teaching of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Tell me, Jagadatma. Mahaprabhu is giving us a teaching. Practically, he demonstrated that Krishna who says here, Srudam sarva-bhutanam jnantva mansanti ruchati. I am the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. So he came again. It is practical. But we are not taking it, you see. That I said, why? Because we are very crooked. No simplicity, there is no simplicity in our heart. You understand? Such crookedness is there, duplicity is there. So we cannot accept it. You understand? So we cannot accept it. Be simple, Jagadatma. Give up all your duplicity. You understand? All your politics, give up! Politics means duplicity. You understand, Jagadatma? Be simple. Simple as a child, then you can accept, then you can have the mercy of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then stand, then when you chant Hare Krishna, you see automatically the tears will roll down your cheeks. Your heart will be melted, will be soft. Then stand. Thereby, then your chanting will be offenseless chanting. Pure chanting. Mukhya pathe jiva pai Krishna prema dhana. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He is also our Srihuda. He is also our well-wishing friend. You understand? So what he gave us? What he gave us? He gave us the name. Holy name only. প্রভু তুমি জীবের মঙ্গল চিন্তা করি কলি যুগে নাম সঙ্গে স্বয়ং অবতরি যুগ ধর্ম প্রচারিল নাম সংকীর্তন মুখ্য পথে জীব পায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেমধন নামের স্মরণ আর নাম সংকীর্তন এই মাত্র ধর্ম জীব করিবে পালন মহাপ্রভু বিষ্ণু ও প্রভু ও গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু You are really well-wishing, friend, Krishna says. Srudam sarva-bhutanam, not this, in this verse. I'm well-wishing friend, only well-wishing friend. So he came. Kali yuga nama sanghe swayam avatari. Therefore you descend yourself in this age of Kali with your holy name. You understand, Jagadatma? Because he is Srudam. কলিযুগে নাম সঙ্গে স্বয়ং অবতরী। হ্যাঁ, যুগ ধর্ম প্রচার হইল নাম সংকীর্তন, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, যুগ ধর্ম নাম সংকীর্তন, হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম রাম রাম। মুখ্য পথে জীব পায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ধন, আই ওয়াজ ফার্স্ট টেলিং, ইজন্ট ইট, ইউ ক্যান বাইন্ড আপ কৃষ্ণ উইথ দি রোপ অফ লভ, ইজন্ট ইট, এন্ড মহাপ্রভু ইজ গিভিং দ্যাট লভ, understand, through name, through chanting this holy name, he is giving, distributing this love freely, indiscriminately he is giving, non-discrimination, patita paramara nahi bache, whether Jagadatma is a qualified person or not, he never discriminates, take Jagadatma, take this love, take, but you are so rascal, you are not taking, isn't it, You are not taking. You see, Mahaprabhu is freely giving you, but you are not taking. You're such a rascal. Mukhya pathe jiva paya Krishna premandhana. This is the chief result of chanting this Hare Krishna is premandhana. You understand? With that prem, you can bind up Krishna. নামের স্মরণ আর নাম সংকীর্তন এই মাত্র ধর্ম জীব করিবে পাওয়ার, দিস অনলি ধর্ম ইন কলি জীব, থিঙ্ক অফ দিস হোলি নেম এন্ড ডু হরি নাম সংকীর্তন, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম রাম রাম, আন্ডার দি গাইডেন্স অফ এ বোনাফাইড স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার ইউ ডু ইট এন্ড গেট দ্যাট লাভ প্রেম, then bind up Krishna, then say that Mahaprabhu is giving, this is Mahaprabhu's mercy, because he is Srudam, he is our only well-wishing friend, so he again came as Mahaprabhu and freely distributing prayer through name only, one and all indiscriminately, then say, is so merciful, most munificent incarnation গৌরবতার নম মহাবদান্যায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তি কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌর তুইষে নম, দিস প্রণাম মন্ত্র অফার্ড বাই শ্রীল রূপ গোস্বামী, মহাবদান্যায় মোস্ট মিউনিফিসেন্ট ইনকার্নেশন শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, বিকাশ গেভ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, লাভ অফ কৃষ্ণ, ইভেন কৃষ্ণ ডিন্ট গিভ, কৃষ্ণ ডজন্ট গিভ ওয়েন হি কামস, নো ইনকার্নেশন অফ কৃষ্ণ গিভস, only Gaura gives. You understand? So, you are all devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Have all come to his movement, Mahaprabhu's movement. Isn't it Narada Muni? So, take advantage of it, Jagadatma. Take advantage and make your life successful. Thank you very much. So, any question?
Yes?
Maharaj, Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda to door to door.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Ah.
But he instead gave name of Gauranga.
Ah.
Maybe you can explain why.
Yes. Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. You understand? You go to door. Bola Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna Sikhya. You understand? They go to door to store and just rest there. This. Give me alms, bhikkha, bhikkha, bhikkha. You understand? Bhikkha, do you understand? What bhikkha? Bola Krishna, Kara Krishna, Kara Krishna, bhikkha. This is bhikkha. Chant Hare Krishna. You understand? Do Krishna bhajan. Accept what Krishna has said. Please give me this bhikkha to me. You understand? They only ask for this bhikkha. You understand? And also Nityananda Prabhu is very, very merciful. Very magnanimous. as heart. Do you understand?
They said, Mahajanas have said, that Nitai Namainetse Namer Hate. Nitai Namainetse Namer Hate.
You understand?
There is a marketplace. Nityananda Prabhu has opened that marketplace where name, holy name is being sold and purchased. You understand? At what price?
If you go to market, you must go with some dollars, money. Otherwise, no selling, no purchasing. Isn't it? So if you go to the marketplace, Nam Hotto, the marketplace where name, holy name is being sold and purchased, what price will you give?
What price? Dollars? Australian dollar? No, Baba. Shraddhamule naam diteche re. Shraddhamule naam diteche. That is the mulya, price, shraddha. First I tell you. Unclenching faith, drudu shraddha. Do you understand? That is the price you have to pay. Then you can get the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Then you can get the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? But you have no Shraddha. You have no Shraddha. You don't possess that price with you. How can you get? Do you understand me? What's your name?
Krishna.
Krishna? Tarit. Cha? Tarit means lightning. Lightning. Tarit means lightning. Flashes and goes. Like that. Krishna is like that. Acha? Oh. Mahaprabhu is known as Niskampa Sampavali. Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Krishna is black. But Mahaprabhu is like lightning. Yellow. Golden. Isn't it? And Niskampa. That lightning comes, flashes, go in a moment. But Mahaprabhu, no. Still, no. Never coming and going. No, still. Niskampa. You understand? There is no shivering. No. Coming and going very quick. No. Still. Niskampa sampavali. That's Mahaprabhu. You understand? Yes. Very well, thank you. All right. It's 9 now. Tomorrow morning again we'll meet. Thank you.